Good morning and welcome to Elcut. The next step. I am Overlord Bugs Wilcott. What you just heard was me doing my own exclamation proclamation, because I've, as we say in Elcott, I've cleared the room, I've cleared the decks, I've opened a window. Why? Because today, on Elcott The Next Step, I'm going to be speaking to an overseer. Overseer Memphis Slim, who is in a conical state. That is, he's been lifted up into the cone and is seeing eternity from a partially invisible state. That will be Overseer Memphis Slim, and I will address to him my complaints concerning my treatment over the last 48 hours. Elcut, The Next Step, live from the Redeemery in Big Sur, California. Now, Bugs Wilcott. I'm very grateful to bring on the air with us here in our weekly initiate novitiate beef. This is what we call it in Elcott The Next Step. It's not something that we complain about. A beef in Elcott The Next Step is something good. We learn. We are hearing from the wise ones. And we have one of the wise ones with us right now, Overseer Memphis Slim. And I am so grateful, Overseer Memphis Slim. All hail Elcott, all hail Elcott.
And thank you very much. It's good to talk with you, Bugs Wilcott. I haven't spoken to you since you were a priest to me not too very long ago.
That is very, very true. And Overseer Memphis Slim, I'm afraid I have a complaint about my fellow overlords who've insisted on retrograding me and addressing me with the freeway exit as opposed to the freeway overpass name.
Oh, so they can't quite move themselves on up through the colon of progression and address you by your overlord name. They're still addressing you by your priestly name. Is that correct?
Yes, that is absolutely correct.
One thing to learn, Bugs, is that these monkeys are jealous. Many of these monkeys, they've been overlords for quite some time, and they see a guy like you moving up through the ranks. You were once a priestly, extensive experience as a priestly, and now you're an overlord. And these chimpanzees can't take it. They leap up and down, drink excessively, bet all the football games, and all they want to do is just put a bummer on your day. Don't let them do that, Bugs. Stay the course. Stay the course.
Well, I appreciate that very much, Overseer Memphis Slim. Is there something that I can do to, as we say at Elcott The Next Step, is there something that I can do to do a sigillert on their big fat mouths?
Well, the sigillert on the big fat mouth is when we shut them down. That is sometimes a violent thing. I don't necessarily prescribe that. When we do the sigillert on the big fat mouth, we will usually put some kind of a leveling. It'll either be the hi, how are you, welcome to our drive-thru, or the electrical leveling, or something even worse, what we call snake anal. And you felt that just the other day.
Yes, I did. Well, wait a minute, you were listening?
Yes, I was listening, I admit. I got a laugh out of it.
So at that particular point, you were monkeying up.
You never say that an overseer monkeys up. Oh, man. Yeah, that's a big mistake.
Well, if you were you were listening...
Yes, just never mind.
All right, how you doing?
Ladies and gentlemen, I had to ladle in what we call ladling in a late overseer leveling because, unfortunately, Bugs was being just a tad insolent. Yes, I was there. I was groping and gripping, as we say in Elcott The Next Step, and watching as Bugs Wilcott had been monkeyed around by these overlords being called by the freeway exit name. At the time, yes, I admit, I got a couple of laughs out of it. But that is no reason at all for an overlord to, as we say in Elcott The Next Step, squat, turn it on, look, order another roll. Squat, turn it on, look, and order another roll is highly disrespectful, most especially to an overseer. How are you feeling, Ed?
I'm returning to normal, Overseer Memphis Slim, and I am duly chastised.
Ed, a baby. I knew you could handle it. Remember, the overlords will monkey around, but you, You've evolved to the level of Neanderthal, and someday you may be a full human, that is, a full transcendent human in Elkot. The next step.
And we thank Overseer Memphis Slim. He was there being serenaded by Overseer Twitchy, who had done the exclamation proclamation for him. As I mentioned today, I have to do my own, so you are listening to Elkot. The next step, and I know I sort of rang flat there, to comment on that is Gloria Grover, Overlord Huggy. Hello, Gloria.
Well, hello, Bugs, and, you know, we are blended. You can be a little bit more familiar, but you could, but no, there's no problem in Elkot, the next step, ladies and gentlemen, for me to say to Overlord Bugs, since he is my blended, go ahead, put your hand on my ass. What's the, you know, it's, don't be a punk, okay? It's all right. Yes, it is true that we monkeyed around and did not call Bugs Wilcott by his proper Overlord name. We use the freeway exit sign. Shit.
Ah, I get to level your fat ass. Oh my God, what did you say to me?
How you doing? Go ahead, Lord, I'll be ready.
I'll get your attention, okay?
You're not allowed to misstep, especially an Overlord with such experience as you, Gloria.
I didn't get. Could I use my hand on your ass?
I had no problem putting my hand on your ass. But at that particular juncture, it didn't seem appropriate.
Well, I've got to remember what to get people to understand. I really didn't know what to hit it with.
You were leveled at a Overlord leveling, and you seem to still be feeling the effects?
Yeah, but anyway, I had a Boilermaker come over.
You had a Boilermaker before you came over?
Yeah.
So you had a beer and a shot?
That's what it is. Wow. You had a Boilermaker.
I don't know that it go. All right, Gloria, I appreciate it very much.
You got a good movie?
What?
You got a good movie?
Yeah, we can go out later for drinks. Thank you, Gloria Grover, Overlord Huggy. As tonight we discuss the grave disrespect visited upon me by Overlords Huggy, Casper, and One Eye, as well as Phil Hendry Show staff members and listeners referring to me with my freeway exit name. That is Dr. Elkot, and not the proper name, Bugs Wilcott, Overlord. Again, that is me doing my own proclamation exclamation. Am I embarrassed? Yes. That should be executed by another Overlord, preferably Overlord One-Eye. But Overlord One-Eye, as well as Overlord Casper, both of them have been sunk and forced to work on the service porch. That means they are both off the air, not allowed to give any kind of homily, and not allowed to have any contact with any other Elkot novitiate or initiate until further notice. That is because of their disrespect visited upon me, calling me by my freeway exit name. We are going to be able to talk to them, as far as they can talk. Overlord One Eye, how is it there on the service porch?
Today, Dean, what day is it? Today, be the centipede.
Today is the day of the centipede?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. Is Overlord Casper there?
I got a barnacle on my hand.
You got a barnacle on your hand. So in other words, neither one of you can make any sense right now.
Uh-huh.
So there you have Overlords One Eye and Overlord Casper discussing from the service porch, which is a place of punishment for Overlords, what it is they're experiencing right now. One of them has a barnacle on his hand, and the other one was also lost in the grip of fever, that is, the grip of the Overseer fever. You're listening to Elkot. The next step. Thanks to Overlord Bugs Wilcott for doing his own exclamation proclamations tonight. I certainly wish it wasn't pointed out by others. I'd like to point it out myself, because when you hear my exclamation proclamations, I think they sound a bit effeminate. I think they sound sort of side saddle, if you will, kind of the wrist is going, as we say in Elkot, the next step, the wrist is looking at the ground and liking it. That is limp.
Elkot.
Elkot.
The next step.
When I was disrespected this past week on the Phil Hendry Show by members of his audience as well as members of the Elcott The Next Step staff, I felt as if someone somewhere was organizing this effort. Someone somewhere was making them do it on purpose. When we say in Elcott The Next Step, you're making them do it on purpose, what they're actually doing is drinking soft drinks and belching sitting in an alley. Now that is exactly what I think happened. Let me get on the line now. Overlord Lefty Winston. Lefty is with us. Lefty, do you feel that...
You're going to have to get Leto because you did the...
Oh, fuck me.
That's too late.
Yeah.
All right, how you doing? Go ahead, Warren, I'll be right.
Yeah.
So, Dr. Ilkar, you heard he got leveled. And the reason why he got leveled is he was not able to pronunciate properly going into this segment with me. I am Overlord Lefty Winsome. And I know I just messed up. I went over Overlord, but I wasn't talking to anybody except for you. Bugs Wilcott, how you doing?
Hey.
Yeah, it's rough. You okay? Many people say that they don't want to join Elcott The Next Step because it just sounds like a whole bunch of people getting leveled. I think there's a lot more to it than just getting leveled. But I think you have to understand the leveling is very, very important. Because this is where we take the monkey out of the man.
Leveling the monkey out of the man.
Part one. When you join Elcott The Next Step, that...
Yeah, I'm fine now. We can move on.
All right, this is Overlord Lefty Winston saying so long for everybody here.
Thank you very much, Lefty. That is Overlord Lefty Winston as he explains the varying stages of leveling, the varying stages of being an overlord, the varying stages of belonging to Elcott. The next step. I don't like doing my own exclamation proclamations, but I'm forced to, because the usual ones that do those, Overlord Left Eye, Overlord Casper, they are, as we stated to you, sunk to the service porch level, scrubbing out the bottom of a can, meaning they're re-stepping and entering into the light of Elcott. The next step. It's very fatiguing having to deliver these initiate and novitiate notes and at the same time deliver my own exclamation proclamation. Just to give you an example, I will say, good evening and welcome to Elcott. The next step. Now, I've already done that about 16 times and I'm getting winded. I am feeling, as we say in Elcott The Next Step, I'm flagging ass. That is, I'm standing on a freeway, waving a flag, and pointing at my rear end. That means, in Elcott The Next Step, things are not going well. I'm feeling fatigued. I feel as if I may lose consciousness. When you hear someone in Elcott The Next Step say, I'm flagging ass, and they're pointing at their rear ends, they are about to lose consciousness. In Elcott The Next Step, we are, as I like to say, preambled. We walk before we know how to walk. We crawl even after we do know how to walk. Sometimes we crawl on our bellies when we should be flying. These are the varying states of Elcott The Next Step, which makes us superior to most. We know when to crawl, we know when to walk, we know when to run. And all three states should be happening opposite to what should be going on. In other words, we run when we ought to be crawling, and we walk when we damn sure should crawl, and we crawl when we ought to walk. So I have Overseer Memphis Slim on the line. Okay, Overseer Memphis Slim is on the line. Go ahead.
Bugs, thank you. You kind of butchered that up. We crawl when we should be crawling on our bellies. We walk when we should stagger. We are staggering when we should be crawling. And we limp when we should be running. You understand?
I believe I do, yes.
Okay, so remember, in Elcott The Next Step, when other people are limping, we're standing and laughing. When other people are standing and laughing, we're crawling and crying. And when other people are hard at work studying some ancient text, we're sitting on a toilet. Got it?
Yes, I've got that, Overseer. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Elcott. The next step.